This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. If you've been on a plane in the past couple months, you've probably heard a flight attendant warning people about the Samsung Galaxy Note 7 and the potential risk of it bursting into flames. After a massive recall earlier this year, it's now a federal crime to bring the Note 7 onto a plane. For people who still haven't returned their phones, some cell phone carriers are taking matters into their own hands. T-Mobile just released an update that will essentially kill the phones. AT&T and Sprint aren't far behind. Marketplace's Rhea McCrace explains.
Alfonso Macias is still holding on to his Samsung Galaxy Note 7. His friends ask him if he has a fire extinguisher next to his bed, you know, in case the phone catches on fire.
No, not really. I wouldn't give it up because the way the phone is, the way you can do more things in it.
He's such a fan, he's willing to take the risk. Him and about 175,000 other people who refuse to give them up.
Our customers who like Samsung phones tend to love Samsung phones.
Kelly Crummie is a spokesperson for Verizon. She says the phone is a safety hazard, so carriers are helping Samsung forcibly separate people from their phones by sending out a powerful update.
That will eventually render the phone unusable because it drains the battery.
I don't recall anybody, any phone manufacturer ever doing anything quite like this before.
Jan Dawson is an analyst with Jackdaw Research. He says Samsung doesn't want to be at risk for any more costs. Also,
the longer this whole thing lingers on, too, the longer the PR bad news for Samsung lingers on as well. And so they just want to finally put an end to all of this.
The debacle has already turned into somewhat of a running joke. In the video game Grand Theft Auto, you can use the smartphone as a weapon. It'll take time, but Samsung will rebound, says Darcy LeCouve, editor-in-chief of the industry blog Android Authority. And he says its latest move to remotely kill its phones reveals just how mighty the company really is.
People think that their devices are wholly theirs, right? This just goes to show everyone that there still is a backdoor in all these phones.
He says in the coming days, many people may be surprised to wake up with a device that's worthless. I'm Rima Crace for Marketplace.